when you love God the most, somebody could let you down. You know what I'm saying? But you say, hey, God, at least I still have you, Lord. At least I still have you. I don't have nobody else. Nobody else don't hear me. They don't understand me. That Negro acting up again. But, oh, God, I got you. That's the whole parable he tell us when some build their life on the sand. And some build their life on the rock. See, when you build your house on the rock, your foundation is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Your love is founded upon God. He's your first love. And so when the storms come, the rain, the wind, are you hearing me up in here? When they come and they beat upon the house of your life, it can't shake it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another blessed presentation of God's Holy Word with Pastor Omar Tebow. This sermon has been recorded live at Philadelphia Christian Church right here in Lafayette, Louisiana. As always, each audio message is designed to bring you into a deeper knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go into a sermon that's already in session.
Another form of idolatry, amen, is not only when we trust in money, but we trust in men. We trust in men. Huh? What do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, same way. When you have a problem, you don't run to God, you run to men. You run to a man, you run to a woman, you run to a man. Amen. Hallelujah. That's your source of strength. That's your reason for being. Huh? You don't feel made, you don't feel accomplished unless you have the certain praise or appreciation of a group of people. Huh? That's that trust in men. That peer pressure that's on our kids and even today on our adults. Huh? We feel some kind of way unless we accept it in this certain clique, this certain group, unless they think we pretty, unless they think we fast, unless they think we good. Amen. Hallelujah. And we trust in the approval of men. Forget about men. Let God be true and let every man be a lie. What does God say about you? What does God say about you? God say about you, I made everything beautiful in this time. God say about you, you're more than a conqueror, man of God. So God say about you, but when you put too much stock in men, too much trust in men, you've made men an idol. And when you got man as an idol, let me tell you, man gonna make you do some things for his approval. Man gonna make you do some things for his acceptance that God don't want you to do. Right? And a lot of us with family issues, mama, daddy issues, rejection issues, a lot of us with those issues like that, amen. That man love, that desire for approval and acceptance is great in our lives. We got to be able to identify that. We got to be able to see it. Amen. Am I doing this for the glory of God? Or am I doing this to look good in front of some people? Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Huh? People also trust in their own wisdom. Huh? They trust in their own strength. Huh? When I think about wisdom, I think about education. Yeah, you went to Harvard. You went to Yale. You got an Ivy League education. Huh? So what? You can still die and bust hell wide open. You can still get in something that your diploma, your degree can't ever get you out of. You know? And we think of the strong men who's strong right now. You're young right now. You're fast right now. You're healthy right now. But let me tell you something. You don't trust in your own strength, no. Because let me tell you, the grass withers and the flowers fade. Anybody hear me up in here? You're going to get older. You can't fight it forever. Your strength going to fail. Your beauty going to vanish. Listen to me. You can't trust in those things. Huh? Because those things are not forever. It brings me down here to Jeremiah, hallelujah 9. He says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. 24, but let him that glory in this, that he understand and know it me, that I am the Lord, would exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. God says, don't glory in none of those things. Don't lift up none of those things. Don't trust in any of those things. God says, glory in Yahweh, the Most High, the one and only true God. Come on, give him some glory in this place. Amen. Oh, yeah. Not only when you trust something more than God, hallelujah, you done slipped in idolatry, when you love something more than God. Y'all still up out there? Yeah. Amen. And you got a lot of people, I'm going to move quickly, but a lot of people love money, properties, estates, possessions. There's some things in your life that God done bless you with, hallelujah, and you're not possessing your possessions. your possessions possessing you. Amen. Did I get that out right? Amen. Hallelujah. Why, well, it was a tongue twister, that Mel. Hallelujah. Listen to me now. That house, that car, that property in the country. Amen. Them clothes, them shoes. Amen. All those things, if you're not careful, you could love them. And you could love them more than God. It reminds me of the rich and young ruler. He was living during the days of Jesus. Huh? During the days where Jesus said, listen, kings and prophets desire to see the things that y'all see. He was walking on the same roads in the same time as the Messiah. And Jesus gave him an opportunity. Jesus said, listen, you can come follow me. Come on, follow me. Huh? Huh? A once in a lifetime, once in the history of mankind kind of chance. Jesus said, you're going to have to sell everything and follow me. Because you can't have all that and follow me. You can't. No, not like that. Not right now. We're not here for that right now. That's in Jesus' ministry. So he said, Lord, come follow me. Right? Man, that rich young ruler, look at Jesus in Matthew 19:22. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Why? For he had great possessions. And his possessions possessed him. You see? I don't know about you, but if Jesus walked up to me and told me that I could be a part of his ministry on earth, which is a once in a lifetime, once in a historical chance, let me tell you something. Huh? Every shoe I got, every sock I got, every shirt, every undershirt. You understand what I said? Hey, God, every house, every business, it don't even matter. You're walking with Jesus. Anybody hear me up in here? All right. Now, he don't ask us to do that right now, you know, because it's a different dispensation. But even in our day, do you know that Jesus will ask you sometimes to part with finances sometimes? He asked us to give 10%. Now, he asked this man to get rid of everything, and this man couldn't. But some of y'all can't even give 10%. Can't even give consistently to the building. You see? And a lot of that time, a lot of that is because, amen, not all of it, but a lot of it is. Some of it is bad money management, but a lot of it is, amen, because you love your money more than you love God. You love your money more than you love the house of God, the people of God, God's purpose on earth. You see? And it's the truth in the matter. Because where your money is, that your heart going to be. Some people love money more than God. Some people love pleasures more than God. And that becomes an idol. Pastor, what you talking about? Well, there's some pleasures in this life. Temporary pleasures. Huh? Alcohol. You know, them drinks. Huh? Drugs. Marijuana. Pills. You know, we can go on and name all of them, but I don't have to do that. Huh? Some people love pleasures. Amen. Drugs. Alcohol, women, huh? Men, huh? I got to put in that little boys now. You see what I'm saying? Food, sleep, all the things that give us fleshly pleasure, it has a propensity, a possibility of pulling us away from our God. Well, Pastor, how do I know when I love it more than God? When God tell me this and that pleasure tell me this. And I go with the pleasure instead of going with my God. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to obey my commandments. You're going to do what I say if you love me. And no man can serve how many? Two masters. You're going to love the one and hate the other. Some of us, we make an idol of our pleasures. When God said, be faithful to your wife, that woman called, amen, you put your pleasure before God. When God said, be sober. Be not drunk with wine when it's in excess. And that Budweiser call, that Miller Lite call, that Hennessy call. Amen. We put the pleasure before God. Huh? When God tell us, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. When he tell us, hey, God, to stay away from gluttony, to stay away from slothfulness. Are y'all with me here this morning? I'm telling you, an idol could sneak up in your life quickly. All right? When we love something more than God, we love our money, we love our pleasures. And then listen, I have here just a catch-all right here because we got to keep moving. But when people love people more than God, you love your spouse, your parents, your children, even yourself more than God. You've made an idol. You have no idea when we come to church, amen, when we used to do a lot of marriage counseling, you have no idea, amen, how many women, hallelujah, done put their husbands in the place of God. In the place of God. In the place of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, everything that ball, look, that ball moved. That ball, listen, even if that ball say, listen, we're going to leave church, we're going to leave serving God. Okay. As long as I can stay with you. You see? Oh, yeah, and vice versa. The woman going to do the same thing for the man. You see, but when you see a strong woman of God or a strong man of God, listen, I've decided to follow Jesus, though none go with me, still I will follow, amen. Something happened and you have to leave. Guess where you're going to find me? You're going to find me right up in here in church. Oh, yeah, yeah, you ain't got to look for me on Sunday. You know where I'm at. All right, because it's not about you, and I love you. I love you to pieces. I love you to pieces, but you're not my first love. I got a first love, and his name is Jesus. He's the center of my joy. You can make an idol out of a spouse, huh? And that's one of the great things that God did for me and Chantel early on. Huh? He showed us who was our first love. Amen. It's because of that our relationship worked like it worked. You see what I'm saying? Because we don't put too much stock on one another. We love one another. We love one another. Listen, we've been loving each other. You see what I'm saying? Since high school, we've been loving each other. You know? But at the same time, you don't put too much stock in that. See, because no matter how much you love somebody, nobody gonna love you like God loves you. Nobody. You see, because watch this, people let you down. And they can have good intents, but they still let you down. And you can tell when you love somebody too much, when they let you down, your world crumbles. You're in depression, you don't want to eat, you don't want to sleep, you don't, oh God, I can't go on. You done put too much into this one person. See, when you love God the most, somebody could let you down. You know what I'm saying? But you say, hey, God, God, at least I still have you, Lord. At least I still have you. I don't have nobody else. Nobody else don't hear me. They don't understand me. That Negro acting up again. But, oh, God, I got you. That's the whole parable he tell us when some build their life on the sand. And some build their life on the rock. See, when you build your house on the rock, your foundation is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Your love is founded upon God. He's your first love. And so when the storms come, the rain, the wind, are you hearing me up in here? When they come and they beat upon the house of your life, it can't shake it. Because it can't shake your foundation. Your foundation is God. Young person, listen to me. A man is not your foundation. A woman is not your foundation. Your job is not your foundation. Your education is not your foundation. Your money is not your foundation. All those things are movable. It's sand. You see? God is your foundation. You see? And you'll never have a problem. Listen, we put it in spouses the same way we do with our parents. Parents will call some in here right now. I'm tired of you going to that church. Come back to our religion we was part of. And them children get up and they take their bag in the middle of service and leave. Them children uncomfortable worshiping the true and living God while mama and daddy upset. Let me tell you something, man. Man, when I got saved, man, listen to me. Don't none go with me. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm radical. I'm radical. I'm a last born. I'm not a first. I'm radical. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? You know? And it's not, you see, it's not that you don't love your people, no.
We pray that you are blessed, encouraged, and challenged by today's message. As always, we would love for you to fellowship with us in person. Our service times are Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Also on Tuesdays, we have midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We would really appreciate if you would consider partnering with us financially to help keep this broadcast on the air. In order to do so, simply go to the website, philadelphiacc.org, and just click the donate button. And as always, our prayer is that God would richly bless you and keep you and give you peace. Shalom.
EXCM Publishing is grateful to announce Pastor Omar's newest book, Generosity. In this book, you're going to learn what the Bible says about giving. Being armed with this knowledge, you will immediately be able to identify who's playing in church and who's real in church. Giving to the Lord is a proof of your love for Him and your devotion to Him. Generosity, Pastor Omar's fourth book. Get your copy today, available online by visiting extm.org.